Ben Gimel. Hank, what are we up to? Got name of it. To the Mishnah. Oh, no, we did pass the Mishnah, I'm sorry. We did pass the Mishnah. So we started this whole issue here of somebody who marries a woman, assuming that she had no nedarim upon her, no mumin upon her, that she had nedarim or mumin. So it's she had vows which we're not aware of, or blemishes which we're not aware of. That's mekach dos. So we're actually four lines at the bottom of mem hamud beis. That's where the mem hamud beis. Honest engine. 90. No, we did two block.
Oh.
Mem hamud beis.
Oh, okay.
Masnitsa de lo, Masnitsa de Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Elazar hold? Itani, we learned. Itani, come on, we learned over there. Om Rabbi Elazar, Blitz says, interesting thing. Lo asru ze elamipne ze. A man who is issued there in Masechta Gittin, a man is married to a woman, he divorces her because she took certain vows. So she's not allowed ever to take her back again. And we tell him that you're not allowed ever to take her back because we're afraid if we give him the possibility of taking her back, he's going to say, even after she marries somebody else, had I known I could take her back, I'd never have divorced her. Had I known this, that her vows were not permanent, that she could be matir her vows, then I would never have divorced her in the first place, and that will cause people to cast aspersions on her second marriage and say she wasn't really married the second time because she was still married to the first guy. And therefore, in order to avoid that type of a potential problem, we say you can never take her back again. Now the case is specifically the lawsuit. They forbade a person to take back his wife who divorced. He divorced because she had a nether. In a case where the nether was one which would have been permitted only if a chacham was matirid, el mineze because of nedarim. Where the husband himself can be made from the nedarim. Now, obviously, in the case of the Baal himself, he made from the nether, and he didn't. So later on, if he might come and say, well, you know, if I'd known I could be made for, I could annul her vow, then I would never divorce in the first place. So before he divorces her, we say, make no mistake. If you divorce your wife now because of the vow, you can never, ever take her back again. Okay? You have the right to annul her vow if you don't annul, or you had the right within 24 hours after hearing it. If you don't annul her vow, you can never take her back again. And even in that where a chacham would have to be matirid, he himself couldn't be made for it because it's not type of nether which he could actually.
The type of nether
he can annul the ones which have to do with their relationship.
Okay.
Time nether which he can annul, or the ones he doesn't have to do with their relationship. So even if it's type of nether which he can't annul, but a chacham can annul, so Chazal said also he can't take her back again. Now, L'chaira, what difference does it make if he can annul it or a chacham can annul it? Final analysis, he might say that, well, had I known I could have it annulled either by myself or by a chacham, I would not have divorced her. So the Gemara holds that Rabbi Lezer says that Ein Adam Rotze Shetis Baza Ishto Bebeisin, a person does not want his wife to be embarrassed by going to court. Lezer says, really, he would never say that, well, had I known my wife could be have her vows annulled, I would not have divorced her, because nobody wants their wife to go to court. It's degrading for them. So why did they not let him take back his wife if the type of nether she made was the type of nether which she could have gotten annulled in court? Obviously, that nether, he could not say that had he known about it, he would have wanted to keep her because he would not have wanted her to go to court. So says the Gemara, it's a low pluk. They didn't draw any distinction. So say, anytime divorce your wife because of another, you can't take her back. So it's a means lost through Zeh. They forbade him to take her back in a case where it was a case where only a court could be matching. Of course, he wouldn't want his wife to go to court anyway. The only thing they said, because he would, then he would say all sorts of bad things in a case where he himself was the one who might have been annulling it. My time, Reb Lezer, and that's what I'm about to explain. My time, Lezer, was the logical Lezer, but Din Haya, logic would have dictated that Neder Shutzah Chakiras Chacham, a Neder, which can only be annulled by the analysis of a Talmud Chacham, Yachzir, he should be able to take her back, right? Because he doesn't want her to have to go to court. Mivnei Ma'asru, nevertheless, why are they forbidden to take her back? Mivnei Nedesh Enetzer Chakiras Chacham, top of Mem Bamra, because in the Dharma should not require courts. So, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lezer. Our Brisa, which we talked about yesterday, I'm sorry. The Brisa is going like Rabbi Lezer because the Brisa said that a person does not want his wife to have to go to court in order to be mater neder. That's degrading to a husband. Okay? Period. Is Tani Tani. Now, going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, some say that she's allowed to get married. Oh, no, no. In the Brisa, I'm sorry. Is Tani Tani. Those who learned that Mutar Sina Se below get. She can get remarried. A woman who was married on the condition that she had no nedarim upon herself. Her husband married her on the condition that she had no nedarim. And then it was found that she had oaths upon herself. Okay? Now, in that case, there's some who say, she get married without a get. In other words, the kiddush is null and void. Tiny, tiny, those who are soon enough to blow get. She can't get remarried without a get. She needs to, in order to get out of her son, she still needs a divorce. Have a boy, Mamma, they want to say, man the man will tell us, you know, say blow get. He holds she can get remarried without even a get. Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer is the one who said, a person doesn't want his wife to go to court. So that's degrading for him. So therefore, since that's the case, he holds that a person would never want to be married to a wife who would have to go to court. So if the mother marriage is null and void, even without the benefit of a get. The person who holds that she can't get remarried unless she gets a get, that must be Rabbanan, right? And because Rabbanan hold that a person doesn't mind if his wife goes and gets degraded and based in. So ever since he doesn't mind, so therefore the marriage is not totally undermined by the existence of vows, and therefore in order to cancel the marriage, and to end the marriage, so now you can't just annul, you can't say it's annulled, you have to actually have a get. Says the Gemara, no, cool Rabbanan, cool the Rabbanan. The entire price is Rabbanan. Madam Amutas, you know, see, blow get. The opinion which holds that she can get remarried without a get, Shemitokshil Das, since she knew, Shemhol Kalechzi is alone, that if she goes to a sage, Vumati Loas Nidra, he will be Mati the Nether, but he ain't all Lechas, and she doesn't go to the Chacham, either before or after she gets divorced, Muteras in Asebulo get. She's allowed to get married without a get because it's in her hands to continue to maintain the mekachtos aspect of the original marriage by never going to have that neder ever annulled. And since the neder is never annulled, so therefore her husband didn't want her with any in the dorm, is continuously, so to speak, divorced from her. Because she obviously never wanted a woman who's going to have nedarim and not go to chokh and be matirit, right? So it says, "Man masuli nasi below get." The person holds that a wife like that who has nedarim upon her is now to get married unless she gets a get is afraid shelo teiloch etzel zaken that after that if she doesn't get a get someday she might go to a elder yatulas nidra. and it is going to be matir her nether, and then it's going to turn out, since Hataras Nedarim undermines the nether retroactively, it's going to turn out also that now is her nether mutter retroactively, so Bakidushin Cholim Alelim Afreya, whatever marriage she had will devolve upon her retroactively, and into a boy, a bunim, boyim lidei mamzerus. And whatever children she had from a second husband will become mamzerim, because now she was matir and neder, so retroactively, her first marriage was directed. From Cain, that's why Asuli Nasei Blokad. That's why she cannot get married unless she gets a get. Okay, so it's not, never going to be null void retroactively. But Shimelakish says, Masnisa Amara, our Mishnah case, Bishakicha out tonight, we married a woman conditionally, that she doesn't have any Nedarim, Kinsastam, but then you made the Nisuin, the Chuppah, without any restatement of the condition. Okay? And that's how you learned our Mishnah. That's how he learns our Mishnah. That's how he learns our Mishnah. Avlin Kitcher said that the condition was made, and then the Nisuin was without the condition. The Erisun with Kiddushin, but Nisuin with not. Avlin Kitcher said the Kitcher said, but if he married her without any preconditions, and then the Nisuin without any preconditions, Yesh lo Ksuva, then she has Ksuva, her marriage is not a right enough for her to lose her Ksuva. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Avlin Kitcher said the Kitcher said, even if he married her without any stipulations, the kinsa and the nisun were there without any stipulations. Stam, right? Ain lo ksuva, she has no ksuva. It's an amazing statement. I mean, the chumradik, right? It's truly a mekach tov. Without any stipulation whatsoever, it becomes a mekach tov. A mistaken acquisition. Null and void. Okay? So he doesn't have the condition. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's so clear that a person doesn't want a wife who has Nedarim on her, that if she has Nedarim, so that's it, the whole marriage is null and void, even if he didn't stipulate. According to Reish Lakish, he's got to stipulate. If he doesn't stipulate, if he wants a divorce, he has to give her a ksuva, right? Okay? So that's a machlokas, whether when you marry her without stipulations, you have to give her a ksuva or not. Amar Rabbi Chaya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan.
Machlokas is whether we have such a thing as an
Avan Sadi
or like an
Umdin. Yeah, it's a question whether the Avan Sadi. But now look at this. Amar Rabbi Chaya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ratcheted up. He says, Utricha men again, she needs again. I feel Ukincha out tonight. Even the marriage was unconditioned. Ukincha stam, and then he did the Nisuin without restaying condition. And that's because, as the Korban Eda points out here, we have principle of Eidodom Ose Biloso Bilos Nus. Person doesn't want to have relations with his wife on the condition that maybe you're my wife, maybe not. And therefore, unless he stipulates at the time in the Nisuin, that he's maintained the condition, we assume that they canceled the condition. Tacit relations. We just assume that the condition was canceled. That's why it's so impractical in Jewish law to make massive kiddushins out tonight. Because you not only have to make the kiddushin out tonight, but you actually have to have the nisuin out tonight as well. Okay, so that's a very difficult thing to actually achieve. Says more further. Rabbi Zir asked in front of Raimana the following question. Kitra Mistam, you married a woman generically. But Gir Sherman Harrison, and then you divorce her, but not after marriage. You divorce her after the Harrison, before Nisuin. Right? So that she get a ksuv or not. So it says, Marama. I'm right. Shem Lucka. Shem Lucka says, Nishmina Minada. What's now from here? If a girl had blemishes while she was still in father's house after she was betrothed but before Nisuin, the father's got to bring evidence that these blemishes developed after the son-in-law betrothed his daughter. Okay, so it says V'ha im hevi harav raya, but if the father brings, I'm sorry, it should be haim lo hevi harav raya, but it sounds like the father did not bring proof, so it should be ein lo ksuva. She doesn't get a ksuva, right? Sounds like only the father brings proof that the woman was there after her husband, the woman developed after her husband took, made the kiddushin with her. Does the husband lose out? But otherwise, if the father does not bring proof, then she doesn't get a ksuva, right? She'd be haim lo hevi of raya, ein lo ksuva. She doesn't get ksuva. So what's the case to talk about? Ma'achom is meimer. What do you want? What do you see to say here? Mishakitza stami kirsha minei rusin on a medarim. I'm sorry. Ma'achom is meimer. Mishakitza. That's all one question. Ma'achom is meimer. Mishakitza stami b'girsha minei rusin on a kamen. How do we know this case, which you just described, is a case where the kiddushin was generic, and then there's gerushin, there was a divorce vina erushin? How do we know that's the case? I mean the basra from the latter case. The latter case says, when is this true? He can say mekachtos by mumen blemishes which are in secret in the woman that he could never see until they were married. But if they're revealed mumen, in other words, she has blemishes which are obvious to anybody who sees them, so eino yachol liton. He can't say, I didn't know. The in, now he says, if you're going to say, there's an important word missing here with the korban throws in, v'in b'dehitna, if he made a condition, right, then after movement shabagoli towing, they should be able to make a taina, should be able to complain in the even in the case where the move, you see what I mean, the case where the movement is revealed, she had to complain because he made a condition. So it must be that if we draw the distinction between movement revealed and movement concealed, that he didn't make any conditions, right? So if he didn't make any, do we see in a case where he didn't make any conditions, and he married her? I want to say the Eskiver Ksuba, one second. What? Well, actually, we're trying to make a right for Rabbi Zira's question. Yeah, for Rabbi Zira's question on Reish Lakish. Rabbi Zira asked but to confirm Reish Lakish if you're Mekadosh or generically, and they divorced him in Harrison. So what's the status? You have to give a ksuva or not? So we want to say that if we're talking about
if he's hisna and it turns out that hisna is comparable to our mishnah.
No, our mishnah is talking about lois. Our mishnah is talking about I'm sorry. Where you made it tonight? Okay.
So right, hisna is comparable to the case of mumen. Shevagolui, and Mumin Shevagolui, it's not a Mechachatos, therefore you would have to pay the Ksuba. So why does Reish Lakish say in his case of Hisna that you do not pay, that you still, it's not a, it's Hisna, it's not a,
Well, look, it's like this. Let's go back a few lines. Shmina Minato. Everybody, you see Nishmina Minato? Okay, Nishmina Minato. You have Mr. Zucker?
Yeah.
How about Mumin? Vora Besavir. She had Mumin when she was still in father's house. Is she Arus or Nasua at that point? Is she Arus or Nasua?
She's an
Arus. She's an Arus, and you find Mumin, right? Of Tzarech Levi Raya, the father's got to bring proof. Haim Loi Via Rav Raya, again, read like Korbanet, if the father didn't bring a Raya, Ein Lo Ksuva, not Yesh Lo Ksuva, Ein Lo Ksuva, father didn't bring proof, so she doesn't have a Ksuva. Now, according to Reish Lakish, right, her question was, what's the status according to Reish Lakish, where you're Mekadosher and megarish her mina erusin. Right? So what do we see here? If you megarish her, megarish mina erusin. So you give the benefit of doubt to the to the husband, and he doesn't have to give her a ksuva, right? The only time he has to give a ksuva is if the father can prove that the chosin accepted it upon himself. The father's got to bring a raya. If the father can't bring a riot that the chosin accepted whatever movement or the dorim she had upon herself, so then she loses her ksuva, right?
Now what is erusin? What's
the betrothal?
That's after kiddushin.
Erusin is kiddushin.
Oh, is kiddushin. Okay.
Yeah. So what happens if a person? Our question was like this. Our question was according to Reish Lakish. If a guy was divorced his wife after Erusin, without any specific condition made at the time of Erusin, so what's the status? Does he have to give her a ksuva or doesn't have to give her a ksuva? Because the Shlokish holds kidsha stam, your kaisha stam, the kinsa stam, your makaisha without specification, and you went through without specification, you do have to give her a ksuva. So here it sounds quite clear. Since it says that the father has to bring proof that the chosin accepted it, that if the father doesn't bring proof the chosin accepted it, so then the chosin doesn't have to give a ksuva. So it means that what is the point in time at which the chosin accepts the mum or the neder and has to give a ksuva? Only after Nisuin. But if it's the divorce took place after Erusin, then he doesn't have to give a ksuva. Because he had gotten to the point where he love conquered all and he was willing to forego any mum that she had. Okay? So that's the Gemara says. Again, Nishmini min ador. Hoi ba mum in vode ve se yeshemu when she was still in the father's house, tzarech lavi raya. So he's got to bring proof. The father's got to bring proof that the husband accepted, the groom accepted. If the father did not bring proof, he doesn't have a ksuva. It's kichastam, so we see kichastam. And then girsha, you magarish woman down any tonight, and you magarish her, so she, the default is that she doesn't get a ksuva. That's the case. And he betrothed without any conditions, and then divorced her. Mean the baschla comes the next case in the mission. It says by medvar muim b'mumin shebeseizer. It's talking about revealed blemishes. Have a mumin b'shebegolui ain't a yochli tain. They're talking about if it's a revealed mum, he can't say I didn't know about it. The in b'dehistar. So if you're going to say it's not talking about kitchastam. But Kitcha with a t'nai, that there was a condition made, again, the Cormier throws in the word b'idi, he's not, Abmum and Shebekoli t'ayin, so then he should be able to taina. Whatever the t'nai was, that should tell us what the taina is, what he can complain and not complain. But if it says he can't complain about revealed ones, he can't complain about concealed ones, must he tell you about stam, without any condition. And it says before they divorce at that point, you don't have to give her a ksuva unless the father can prove that you agreed and acquiesced to whatever blemish she had. Okay? It says, Maha Ami Chabayakum Rabbi Yasi, the society, said in Rabbi Yasi, and Boy the Basra, say the next case, with a plirushim ben lakish, and then argushim ben lakish. What's the necklace? It says, Nichlas halushus abav, she entered her husband's domain, that means she got fully married, right? About tzarech lavi raya. The husband's got to bring proof that he finds these mumin, they not know about the mumin, and he finds them objectionable. He not know about blemishes, finds them objectionable. Well, hoim hevi raya, it sounds, if he brings a proof, ain't lo ksuva, she doesn't get a ksuva, right? wait a minute, where there was no Tanai here necessarily. V'ach Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, yesh lo ksuva, she should get a ksuva. Remember, it's about a case where he married her stam, and it was kodesh her stam, and it says she gets a ksuva. She doesn't get a ksuva, right? If Havi Raya ain't lo ksuva, how come, according to she should always get a ksuva? If there was no stipulation in the Kedushin or the Nisuin, she should always get a ksuva. Rabbi Koyim, B'Shem Rabban, the Kisorin said, Mas Nisa B'Shekoras V'lo Bo'al. This Mishnah, which says that he has to give a ksuva, that she doesn't have to give a ksuva if it brings a riot that he didn't know about it. That's talking about where he married her and didn't yet do bia. Why is that different, where he married her and didn't do yet do bia? Why at that point can he say I wasn't mekabel and get a letter out without a ksuva? Because Reish Lakish holds the whole point we're saying is because ein adam oseh biyaso bias nus. A person doesn't make his relationship a nus relationship. But what part of the relationship does he care about? He doesn't care about their holding hands together, but their nus. He cares about their having marital relations, but their nus. So if at what point does he meichel any blemish or any nether which she has upon herself? Only at the point of after marital relations. So that which it says, that even kitzastam, kitzastam, he married her without condition. And then betrothed without condition, and married her without condition, and then found a nether or a mum. If he can bring a raya that he was unaware of it, that he doesn't have to pay the ksuva, says Reish Lakish, that's only up to, only before bia. But after bia, we say at the point he had bia with her, he must have been meichel all his conditions, unless he specified that. And that's why there's a famous case, well, not so famous, but quite obscure, as a matter of fact. But there's a case in the Aruch HaShulchan where he gives a description of how, if you want to make a conditional marriage, how to make a conditional marriage. You have to make a condition at the time of Kiddushin. You have to make a condition at the time of Nisuin. And you have to call witnesses to have stand outside your room as you're about to do the bia and say, even though normally Einel Damosa Biloso Biyaz Nus, I'm having bia with my wife tonight, consummating my marriage on the condition which I specified earlier today again. Otherwise, according to Reish Lakish, the moment he has relations with his wife, it cancels all conditions. Okay? So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, all conditions are canceled. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if he married her generically, and took her in the Nisuin generically, she doesn't get a ksuva. She doesn't get, because we know that Nidorim and Muim are very abhorrent to people. However, according to Reish Lakish, it's only even made the condition at every step along the way. Okay? Only made condition every step along the way. Do I say he finds it so abhorrent? Otherwise, I say that when he has relations, he'd rather have the marriage intact and despite the Nidor and Muim problem. Okay? Says Gemara, my damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, b'shekonas masir again. Rabbi Foyin Tzibon, Rabbi Koyim Sharabon, and the Gisori said masir b'shekonas v'lo bo. Our mission is where you can get out of the ksubas where you did kiddushin and not yebia, kiddushin and nisuin and not yebia. It should be my damar Shimon Lakish. That's what Shimon Lakish said b'shekonas ubal. And the Yoyman Yisrat Rabbilu, he was saying that where the bia already takes place, then at the point he did bia with her, he relinquished all claims against her, and therefore, if he wants it, then afterwards to say mekachtos or divorce her, he has to pay the full ksuva. Okay, is that clear? Shekhar Mumin episode posting mekohani posting menashim. We said in our Mishnah all the Mumin, all blemishes which make kohani possible, make women possible as well. And the movie which make Kohanim Pulsar Numer Yemsech Bukhoros. Hosivu Lehem Abish, so they said by women there are other ones which are not by Kohanim. Reach HaPeh, bad breath. Reach HaZeah, body odor, literally her sweat smells. Shuma she'en bo se'er, wart, even if it has no hair. It has hair, it's even worse. Right? Rabbi Ami bar uklusher, yisra, he said, pour upon him, shon, it's only in her face.
Says, Mar, wait a minute. 14, then we learn, by medvar mu'in bu mun shab se'ser. When he claimed foul, only when it was a hidden moon. Have a moon shab goi, but if it's a revealed moon, she'en a yochol itoin, he can't complain. Right, this obviously he noticed this, right? It's on her face. Tipater he the metamla tachas kamase de rosha. Now we'll say it's a case where she hid that wart under her tichel, under her kerchief. So that's why he didn't notice it. Okay? Tani, we learn chumasheshla say a wart which has got hair, being doila, being ktano, whether it's big, whether it's small. Whether it's in the face or on the body. It's a mum. Shangle say if it's a wart without hair, depends. If it's on the face, mum. Baguf, if it's on the body, ain't a mum. Bamadvar it's a trubiktano if it's a small wart. Very big detail. Everything you always want to know about warts but are afraid to ask. Have a big deal, but if it's a big wart, Bein beguf, bein bepanim, whether it's on the body or on the face, I raise a moom. It's going to be moom. Hakamukdo, what's considered to be large? Rabbi Chung, Amliyomer, Aki, Saritauki, if it's larger than Isaritauki, up to the size of Isaritauki, whatever size it is. Rabbi Lezer, Chinamar, Kigon, Hadain, Dinora, Kurdnaya. This is like the size of this Kuda, Kurdian coin. Now, it says here, Seara b'chatzi zov, it's a type which would be Seara. What's the amount of hair in the wart which makes it, or even worse, koshu, no matter how little hair it is? Rabbi Diva, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yeshoyo. This is an amazing question. Mr. Zuger, this question is very relevant for you. You ready?
Yeah.
You'll like this, Gemara. Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yeshoyo, Isha Karachas, a woman who's bald. The shito shall say our makefes meozoza, but she's got hair going from ear to ear, around the back. Okay, sound familiar?
Me.
You, yes. Don't worry, wait till look what's happening. This is good gemara. So makefes meozoza, what's her status? Is that a mum or not? So boy, misha minado. Let's learn out from here. So they added on by woman, recha bad breath, recha body odor, shuma shein boseor, a wart which doesn't have hair. Doesn't say that a bald woman is no good, right? So it must be that baldness by a woman is not a problem, right? So as a no, asar b'shua b'rabi b'braid rabi yesi b'rabun, amar rabi nasa, he stay bald, said, mumu's a mumu. It is a mumu. Lamasi, but it only says in our Mishnah and in the Brice which adds on to it, Dover Shukor Bezeb is something which is repulsive by both a Kohen and a woman. Mum Bezeb, and a Mum Bezeb, or even something which is a Mum by one and not a Mum by the other one. But it's not a positive thing. Avo Dover Shunoi, but no baldness, which is a Milo by a man.
It's an amazing statement. For a man to be bald is good. So baldness which is good, at least by Cohen, certain base amitash.
Baldness which is good by a man. Right. Avadarvashu noy toch is a good gemara. Avadarvashu who noy bizeh, something which is good for a man, umum bizeh, and bad for a woman, kigon hadar karachas, such as a baldness. Avagav du mum, even though by woman it's a mum, lo to the saw we didn't mention it. There's only mentioned things either neutral or negative by men as well. But something which is positive by men because bald is beautiful. That we don't mention here. Okay?
I'm not sure that bald is beautiful. There's a similar medrash rabba.
No, I know.
But the mayor is cited somewhere in medrash rabba, and I forgot exactly where he says that the sign of wisdom is a man who has gray hair versus black hair.
Yeah.
So I think the pshat in that one is that it's a sign that gray hair is a sign of age. So sign of age is something graceful for a person. Same thing, baldness is a sign of age before something graceful. And I think that's really what it is. It really has to do with passage of years and the wisdom accumulated.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or you just say that because your hairline is not receding?
No. I think that's really what's going on.
Most of these things can be fixed.
What can be fixed? Baldness?
No, the other stuff. Bad breath.
Yeah, nowadays, but then it couldn't be fixed.
Those things, you could have a stomach ailment.
Yeah,
says Noir. And I'll give you proof. Skipped a few words. Tail Koshu Kane shows this true Hare Zokon. What about her beard? Hare Noibish. It's good for a man. Looks good. Umumbi Isha. It's not so good for a woman. The Lo Tanina, it's not mentioned here, unless you're going for Barnum and Bailey Circus. It doesn't mention that a woman is more than a man in a beard. That's her beard is a problem by her. And the other way, Hare Dodim, having extended breasts, Hare Gnoi B'Isha, it's nice for a woman, Umum B'Ish, but it's bad for a man. Hulo Tanir Yeser Lehem B'Ish B'Dodim, doesn't mention that a man has an additional moon by his breasts. So Naven, now that's the end of that discussion. So we say they're not all differences in movement or enumerated. Now it says one new thing. I want to read you the way the Gilead of Ephraim changes the Girsa here, which is on the bottom. It's not on the bottom here. It's in the back. But let me read it to you anyway. It says here in the Koine Gilead of Ephraim, Tani, instead of Masnisen, should say Tani. Bemumen Shedarkon Levolade. This arm is talking about movement, which are which normally are come about later on. So there we say it's the husband's burden to prove that they were there earlier. I'm a movement trained darkly volley birshus abal, but movement which are normally there from birth. You know they didn't come later on. Tzarech lavi raya. And that the father has to bring proof. The law may say, Nasi, I made a condition, emo with him. So it's in that case, if it's a mum which probably was there on the father's watch, so the father has to bring condition that he made, good proof that he made a condition with the new son-in-law, he stipulated the son-in-law accept whatever mum we're talking about. Okay, otherwise, she goes back without a ksuba. Hayishano the bo mumin. What if a guy gets mumin? Ain't covered no solo to don't compel to get divorced. I'm Rabbi Yochim and Leshin Lil said by Metamor was true but moving tiny by small blemishes. I've a moving done, it's a big blemish. Covered no solo to see humanitarian reasons we make him divorce his wife. Okay? Rabbi Yochim and Rav said, Kima Caesar said the Mishnah is not written properly. Here's a way to read the Mishnah. Bishayubo. Tanakama says that when he had the movement, then at the time of the marriage, we don't force him to divorce later on because we say she accepted those. Avol no dubar, but the mumin came afterwards. Then kofin asoloti, we compel him to divorce her. Rabbi Barka and Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on that. Shimon Gamliel says that even if the mumin were there to begin with, we still force the divorce, right? Rabbi Barka and Rabbi Yochanan said, look, Rav Shimon Gamliel. And even the mumin were there to begin with, we forced them to divorce. As uvdu kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, a case came from Yirmiyah, kufi a certain type of boils, and top of memzayid afu kufafo, he forced the guy to get divorced. He compelled him. Kufafo is like kufo. He forced to get divorced. The asio, and this is going. According to it should be the big typo here, it should be Kirabanon Bishal Nodu. Like Rabban, it's only if the movement came later on that we compel the divorce. But if the movement were there at the time of the marriage, then we assume that she accepted. And this statement that the Rabbi Yirmiyah compelled the divorce, according to Shingon Biokrimi, going Again, here we have to change the gears again. Bishohoyu bo, even when they were there already, wagon shingam liholds, and even the moon there at the marriage, you can still compel a divorce. Amrei Bezerra said, Asinur shingam liol krabi mayor. Rabbi Zeal threw out a cryptic statement. He says, Rabbi Shingam holds that Rabbi Meir. Hey, day, Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir does he hold like? Pekat Maya, he holds like Rabbi Meir back in Halacha Zayin, a Memheim a base, or Be'achraya like Rabbi Meir in Halacha Tes, which is coming up, a Mem Zayin Manalf. What are the two cases? Imekat Maya, he's going like Rabbi Meir in the first case, so Achi Yasin. This is it's until a condition is made. Now, Rabbi Meir, before that, Mem Zion Ralph holds that even by big moomin, even by major warts with lots and lots of ugly hairs, we say that it's not considered to whoever saw whoever agreed. My kid is all right. Even by big warts, she can accept. Whoever it is can accept it. It has to be accepted explicitly. Whoever side accepts the warts and the other side say, I'm makabel it. But once they're masked and makabel, that works. Okay? Rabbi Meir in the next Mishnah seems to indicate there's a certain moment where even if she said she accepts, or he said he accepts, later on, they can renege on the deal. They say, I thought I could accept it, but I couldn't accept it anymore. It's like a case he had Nebuch the other day, just read about in the New York Times, about a major chief executive on the East Coast who worked in with his wife to his hospital and abandoned their kid because, you know, they all these years they were big advocates for the disabled and they really thought they could take him, but now they can't take him anymore. So that's like Rabbi Meir says in the next Mishnah, right? They can say, I thought I could be Makabo, but now I can't be Makabo anymore. So which is the Shingam Leo hold? Shingam Leo holds a Kutcher Meir. Hey, not Meir, Kermayer Kharaya. In the Kadmayo, if it's like the Prince Meir, Achi Yasne, so they can only back down until there's an agreement. But once there's an agreement, they can't back down anymore. In Bachraya, even if it's like the Rabbi Meir, the next Mishnah, I feel he's not, even if they made what seems to be a condition to accept each other's blemishes, lo klum, they can always renege on the deal. Now it says that Gemara should actually be ma salkas mas nisin. How does the Mishnah end? Kashin gamliel, right? It says, Kashin gamliel, Amr Shin gamliel, Bamed Varmum, etc. That's how Mishnah ends. What about the juxtaposition between Halacha Ches, the previous Mishnah, and Halacha Tes, the next Mishnah? Right? Do we say, and therefore, Elu Hein Kovino So Lootzi, the next Mishnah, which says these are the ones who are required to divorce, is not like Rabbanu like Shin Gamliel. But the Shin Gamliel says, even if they were there at the time of marriage, she can compel a divorce, right? Rabbanu say only became afterwards can she compel a divorce. The next Mishnah, is that giving examples of movement which work according to Shin Gamliel or according to Rabbanan? So it says, Zomani, Shmini Minadol, so now from here. So it says, Kigon, such as Suma Bax made a blind in one eye, Kitab Bax made an amputee in one hand, Chibas a guy without a lame in one foot, Miyad Yoitzi V'Yitank Suma. Immediately he connects to divorce. Now these are much smaller movement than the ones that our Halacha Tes were about to have. So Adam Maraz teaches us Slika Salkas Masiso Shin Gamliel, the last mission going to Shin Gamliel. But Elohim Shin Koyvino Salotzi, but the next mission brings much larger movement where we require a divorce. That's Karabonon. Not Agri Shin Gamliel. Shin Gamliel, when he said she can even cut him off on the basis of movement which were there at the time of marriage, is going a much smaller movement than the ones Rabbanan are going to enumerate, such as amputees and one blindness, one eye, and so on and so forth. Because look at the ones we require to actually get a divorce in Halacha Tes. That's going like Rabbanan, who are less laissez-faire. They're only compelled divorce if the moon develops afterwards, and also they only require the compelled divorce if it's a more severe movement. Why are these more severe movement? Be'elish kovin asolotzi, muke shechem, people are afflicted with leprosy, people who have stinking noses, I'm a comment to people. I'll tell you what the Gemara says about it. People who gather dog dung. From the time of the closest people who are jewelers in copper. Vabursi and tanners. These guys stink! Bench, you actually know whether they were in this profession before the marriage. Bench, or they had only had the profession after they got married. She can still compel divorce. The clue Mara Mayor may have said, Ava Bishayitzlimar, even though they made a condition, and he said, my dear, I'm a tanner, and she said, I love you even though you're a tanner. Later on, when love diminishes, she can demand a divorce, right? Romance schmomance. So, she can say, I thought I could take it, but I can't stand no more. The Chalchorim says, Mekabelz Yal Korcha. Not true, she has to stick it out. Except for the leper. The ancient Mikasoka, he drops limbs all over the place. Obviously, it's very uncomfortable. Maisa Batirma Bursi Shemes, however. The story in Sidon, where one tanner died. Vailo Ach Bursi, and there was a Yavam, a brother, was also a Bursi, a tanner. Armin Chalchon, she could say, your brother I could accept. Even though he smelled bad. But you can't accept because you're a stinker. And therefore, he has to divorce. He has to do chalitza. He collects dog dung. Some say it's a tanner. That a makamitz is a tanner. Our Mishnah indicates that a makamitz, somebody collects excrement, because we have a bursi in a separate category. Then if I'm a comments, they're a bursi. It's two separate things. Vitzorim because somebody who's a jeweler in copper. Shmuel Amar, what's that copper jeweler? Matin Lachosh is made curse. Somebody who smells down copper in the mines. He smells really, really bad. I met a certain old leper from Tzipori. Armeli said, "Chavdali mina shchina." There are 24 types of leprosy. There's no one which is worse. V'sheisha rolo. It's bad to have marital relations. El rasan bilvad. Except for rasan. Rasan was, according to Rashi, according to Carpenter, some worm in your head, some sort of leprosy. Rabbi Yonasan said, "Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Yonasan." The Yonasan said, "Shem Menachem." Rabbi Shimon Yonasan said, "Ubal laka paro harasha." That's a paragam when he took Sarah. Hodolosi v'davetin said, "Vayinagash Hashem is paro." God smote Pharaoh. They're going to him with great afflictions. That's Rasan. That's Beso and his household is ready. Rose as well. Am Rabbi Yair Brecha said, "Ola instead of Alchmi." Ola, the same word. Al means to keep the classman. The talisman came in. The Thompson, actually, it says here. Thomas' son. I think it's like a talisman. In other words, he made himself like an Avodah Zarah. I think that's where the talisman is. The Kermit gives a slightly different shot. But anyway, the talisman, that spar came in Lamago to touch. And it should be not Bisano, but Bisano, the shoe, the matrona of our foremother, of Zarah. And poof, he got smitten down really bad. Period. Our boss, and once we're on top of Agato, finished the Agato. Our boss has seen me as a resume there for 24 types of cedar trees. We don't know Pirish Akosta and Lashem, but only 7 enumerated in Tanakh itself. Feel bad. Although this is how it's saying, Eto and Mino are going to put in the desert. Ere, Shita, Vahata, Svet Shemin, Ish Asim Barova, Babrosh Tidor Vashriach Dov. What's a brosh? A brosh is a barso, Tidor is an adra, Vitsashu Pitske. Don't ask me what these things are. They're all different types of trees, which are, can be called generically, I forgot what, arozim. Okay. Chazal, sifalim, they added to what are called arozim. Aloinim, armogim, armonims are walnuts and pecans and stuff like that. Aloinim, botlim, armonim, chduve, almogom, mogim, and aloim, aloe vera. These are all types of things where there's, they're considered to be part and parcel of cedars. Okay, new perek, perekes, halacha aleph. Chayisus shnavel on a chasim. A woman to whom property fell actually decides before she became betrothed. Bori beisham 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 beisil agree. She mocheres v'no senes kam. She buys and sells. It's fine. Nafla mishnei sa.
That's only, however, when she's betrothed. Once she's married, she can't buy and sell it anymore. Then it's under her husband's jurisdiction. Now, Nafula Bilbei, oh, the Bishop decides to let the property sell to her after she became betrothed. Mishamim Tim, because she still has the right to sell it. Besomim Lotim, because she may not sell it. Elav Elam Modim, but they both concede. A Mach of an Asta, but the Avid, if she sold her, gave his gift, Kayam, her transaction is valid. Rabbi said, Rabbi Gamliel, we don't understand. Once he married the woman, he bought her by Erosin. Lois coming to Chosim, you shouldn't marry the property. You shouldn't get the property as well. Rabbi said, I'll be shining on Umayyaboshim. We're embarrassed that Chazal did not give the women even the property after Nisuin. In other words, we're embarrassed that we did not have far-reaching social legislation to give the women equality, that they have equal jurisdiction over their property after Nisuin. We're embarrassed about that. You want to tell her that that's a new property which falls to her after she's fully married. You want to tell us that even the old property she brought in, she got after she was betrothed, before the full marriage, that too belongs to the husband. That's even worse. I can't countenance that. That's so backward. Social legislation. I can't take it. Says the Mar further. Kini Masis is a way to read our Mishnah. Actually, Nisar saw before the property came to her, before she got engaged. That's a phrase to talk about in the Reisha. Probably fell to her before she got engaged, and then she got engaged afterwards. Mavin Actually, Nisar saw what's in this before she got engaged. My ben Shaloni Sar, ben Shinan Sarso, or after she got engaged, actually Sarso before she got, I say engaged, but it's betrothed. Actually Sarso before she's betrothed, Lizhusa Noflu, they fell to her advantage. Mishinan Sarso, once she gets a betrothed, Lizhusa Noflu, that's for both of them, and that's why the father has, the husband has some say. Right, Pinchas Boy, period. And Pinchas Boy, Kun Rabbi Yossi, he asks a generic question, a good one. In Masech Tedus, we have a list of all the places where Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmir. Here Beis Shammai seems to be Mekel. They say property she got when she's betrothed, she gets to have jurisdiction over. So after this is not enumerated, the list of places where Beis Shammai is Mekel is Lina and Beis Hillel is Machmir. Good question, right? They said, I'll tell you why, because we only mention things which are Dabra Chomer, which are severe on both sides, the Kavashin Sonim, or and light on both sides. Bramacha Chomer Mitzadecha, but here it's severe on one side, the Kav Mitzadecha, and light on the other side. How so? Beishamir is Mekel on the wife, but the Machmir on who? The Mekel on the husband. Because the wife gets to sell it, but the husband doesn't. So it's a chumra to wakula to one and a chumra to the other. Okay, so that's why it's enumerated in the Sechta Eduyos. But Ninon, and I'll bring you another proof. We learned, Beshamar Mim Hefkalanim Areu Hefkalanim. Yeah, but I'm not sure how to read the next line. What?
Hefka Lanim, the person who's submitting.
So you have to only for poor people.
Right, so it's already.
Oh, no, that's the answer already. Okay, it's shorter. The Shaman says Hefka Lanim is Hefka, but so says Hefka is only Hefka, make a boast of Lanim and Dashir. Both rich and poor people. So that's a kula beshamai. It's hefker much easier, right? It says Mar Hareu Kalanim Kormulu Baabais. It says Gemara, this is part of the question too. Hareu Kalanim, it's lighter for its life of Anim, but it's severe for the Baabais, because he loses his property, because it comes hefker. So yet, this case is mentioned among the Kulas of Beisil and Chumras of Beishamai, the Kulas of Beishamai. And Chumra Sabesil, even though here there's also Chumra for the husband, right? So it says, well, this is different. Carmelite Kalu Lanim says, light for the Lanim, that they get the Hefker even though it's not full Hefker. Veno Chumra Baabais, it's not more severe for the Baabais. Why should we die to Hefker? He wants to get rid of it anyway.
he was mafkir, he made it hefker for his own intent, so therefore it's not a chumar for him, it's fulfilling his wish. Okay, that's one case which is not a kasha. What about the next case? We learn, if you forget one sheaf in your field and it's next to a sieve or a pile of grain or a buck or next to cattle or came or to vessels, ushkocho, and you forgot it, so Beishamai says it's not shichacha. Right? Beisil says it is shichacha. It's Beishamai says you can go, the owner can go back and get it. Beisil says you cannot. Well, Hareu Kalababai is Chomlani. Here too, it's a car cooler for the Babai, so you can go back and get it, but it's a loss for the poor people who can't get it. So how come this is enumerated there in Masech? They do this one of the coolers of Beishamai, and Chumas is Beisil, if it's a Chumar for Beisil on, and a cooler for if it's a Chumar of Beishamai, and a cooler for Beisil, when you reverse who the topic of discussion is. So there's more there too, it's different. Marlesi said, Kaul Babais Eno Chormelanim. It's not more severe on the poor people there, because the Shadayim Lo Zachubo, it's a chumra if you take away from them something which is rightfully theirs. But the sheaf of grain never rightfully became theirs. It's never not taking away from them, so it's not a chumra vis-a-vis the poor people. Okay? Says, well, if that's the case, so to the Kaul, he sheds light for the woman that she gets jurisdiction over property. Veino chomel abahal abahal. It shouldn't be considered to be severe for the husband, right? Shadayin lo zochopo. He hasn't yet gotten it. So therefore, it should be enumerated among the clues of Beit Shammai and Chumras of Beit Sil and Masech Deduyos. Because you said the principle is we only don't enumerate those which you can flip them around and make them a kula for the other party and a chumra for the other party. But here you can't flip it around. Of course, based on the principle you just laid down for me, that it's only a chumra for the other party. If the other party had it already, then lost it from their grip. Well, here the other party didn't lose it from their grip, right? So it says, well, yes, they did. Amalei became a chikicha once he married her, betrothed her. L'schusa v'schusa naflu, theoretically should be considered to be the merit of both of them. If one of them doesn't get it, nevertheless, that the husband, that's considered to be a kula. So Beisham, but it's kula according to Beis Hillel. Going back to Mishnah, since a fiance, a betrothed woman is his wife, find a tsuishtoi and a married woman who's married his wife. Let's say, just like if a married woman sells her property, it's null and void because the husband has to agree. So too in the case of a woman who's only betrothed, if she sells it, should be null and void. And our Mishnah doesn't say that. Here gave the same answer again. The Chadosh and Boshim were embarrassed that we gave the husband the jurisdiction over the property of Shelter when she was fully married. You're tossing together this new cases with older cases where Shelter before she got married while she was still a Rusa. I can't answer that as well. I can't. That would be crazy, too, creating too much pediment unfairly. Eluin Chadashim, what's property, which is quote unquote new, which only the husband has jurisdiction, and he says what falls to her after she got married. Eluin Yishonim, what's old property, where the husband does not have jurisdiction, Achiloni says property which fell to her way before she got married, and then he says and got married later on, and those she retains sole jurisdiction. According to Beis Shammai, right? Beishamai says that she retains sole jurisdiction on this property. Okay, we'll stop here for today.